Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for the Shuckers and the Biscuits here on a Friday night, the final Friday game of the Shuckers regular season. Hard to believe we're already at this point. Time for today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. I'm Javik Blake, and I'm joined by manager Mike Guerrero. Skip, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
The season really has seemed to just flown by. Hard to believe we're already at the Friday point of the final series in the regular season. How much fun has it been for you guys over the past 130 plus games?
Well, it's been a really, this thing has really evolved into play pretty good ball games. We've gotten better in every aspect, and it's really. We're really happy in the position that we are.
Well, and the season's not over yet. You guys win three more to round out the regular season. You're going to the playoffs. What has the message been to the team this week in a tightly contested series against Montgomery?
Well, we all know that where we are, the position that we are, and we know that for us to continue our season, we need to win the series. It's the message has been consistent, and I think we all know where we're at.
When we've talked about this a lot, being in such a tight and competitive playoff race, it brings out the best in players. How much exciting has it been for you to see that over the last couple of weeks of guys bringing out their best night in and night out?
Well, it's actually the type of games that we would like to see our players, because that's where those type of games ask you to perform into a higher level, develop yourself in your skills a lot quicker. It's hard to believe that we won 11 out of 12 and we lost ground. But it's part of the game. It's part of the game to understand that, well, it at least give us a chance to, come home and we know we need to win the series, but it's a great moment for a development of our player.
When talking about the development of players, Brock Wilkin joined the team. He played a total of 41 games in minor league baseball before joining the Biloxi Shuckers, Brewers' first-round draft pick this year. And he's exploded onto the scene, homers in each of his first two games. How impressive has it been to watch his development from the time he got drafted, which was about 2.5 months ago, to now being in Double-A?
Well, it's impressive the skills that he has, and, it will be even more impressive when he puts everything together. Or watching for a full season, and so we're looking forward to it. I think he's great kid, smart, savvy, and very talented.
Well, and he's been asking a lot of questions. I've seen him right nearby you in the dugout throughout the last couple of days. How fun is it to have him, Eric Brown Jr., and Shane Smith all come up to get that experience at the Double-A level to end the year?
It's good. It's good. It's a good time for our organization. The way it's a reflect to what we're doing as an organization, the philosophy in every area, every aspect, and every time you can see young talent come up through the ladder and give you a boost in different area. It's a tip to what we're working as a player development.
We saw this with Jackson Churia last year coming up for the final week, and for that trio this year, how incredible of an opportunity is it, and how important of an opportunity is it to get that taste of the next level before likely starting at the level next year?
Well, that give them a taste for what they need to prepare for next year. It's a tough level, and as you know, the majority of our the best players in this league has already moved on to AAA and the big leagues, because there are a lot of them in the big leagues right now. Uribe is in the big leagues, Eury Pérez is in the big leagues. You can count a bunch of guys that Anaheim's that were in this league. So this league, it will get you ready for the big leagues. If you play this level like you would in the big leagues, you will be a successful big league ball player.
When you talk about the talent in this level, one of the guys who's dominated that talent is Carlos Rodriguez, who just made his final regular season start this week. 25 starts this year, over 120 innings. And if the season ends today, the Double-A ERA leader is sitting in your clubhouse. How impressed have you been by Carlos this year in his second professional season?
Well, it's consistency, it's the skills that he has, the the pitch ability, you know, in you know, all those intangibles that he brings on the mound is what makes him good. You know, second season in at this level and putting up numbers like he has, and you know, so those Tobias, Myers, you know, we have a bunch of guys that have, you know, stepped it up and have gotten better. You know, tribute to our pitching coaches and our pitching philosophy. We have a lot of space to get better, but the guys are getting better.
Well, Skip, thanks so much as always.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard.